死就因这一人做了王，何况那些受洪恩又蒙所赐之义的，岂不更要因耶稣基督一人在生命中做王吗？如此说来，因一次的过犯，众人都被定罪；照样因一次的义行，众人也就被称义得生命了。因一人的悖逆，众人成为罪人；照样因一人的顺从，众人也成为义了。我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你。
Father, we thank you.
感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank you, you gave us your word through the Bible.
你的话语就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光，照亮我们，不让我们行在黑暗当中。
Your word is a lamp upon feet, light upon paths. Light us, lest us fall in the darkness.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a great name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹，请坐。
Please be seated.
我们刚才所读的这段经文当中呢。我们会看见我们所有的人是被两个人都代表了。
And the scripture just read, it is a topic said, all of us and be represented by two persons.
那么第一个呢就是亚当。
The first, of course, Adam.
因为亚当的犯罪，这个罪就临到这个世界，然后罪就带来死。
Because the sin of Adam and the sin come to this world and the sin bring the death.
所以十九节这里说，因一人的悖逆，众人成为罪人。这一人呢，就是亚当。
And so verse 19 said, because of the rebellion of one person and all become sin, this one person is Adam.
所以亚当成为所有人的一个总代表。
So Adam become all of us a representative.
我们可以。把亚当想象成一条河流的源头。
We can think about Adam as a starting point of a river.
我们所有人的出生一生出来就在这条河里。
And all of us, as long as we're born, we are in this river.
那这个河的名字叫什么呢？叫罪恶。
And this river, the name has a name called sin.
然后这条罪恶之河最终流向哪里呢？
And then,In the end, this river of sin flow to where?
流向死亡、灭亡。
And leads to death and destruction.
所有人一生出来就在这条河里。
All of us born was born into this river.
这条河带着我们所有人最后走向灭亡。
And this river brings us everyone with him to death and destruction.
这条河的名字叫罪恶。
And this river called sin.
这条河的源头是亚当。
And this river, the beginning point is Adam.
我们用这样的一幅画面，可能我们更好理解。亚当成为我们的一个总源头、总代表。
Probably is a better picture for us to thinking about this concept. Adam become our representative, represent all of us.
我们刚才所读的这段经文呢，谈到第二个代表。
And the scripture we just read also talk about the second.Person who represents us.
那么这一位当然就是主耶稣了。
Of course, this is Jesus Christ.
圣经也称耶稣是那末后的亚当。
And Jesus also be called in the Bible called the second Adam.
那么，圣经告诉我们，一切信靠耶稣的人，耶稣成为他们的一个代表。
And the Bible also teaches everyone who trusts Jesus Christ, and Jesus just become a representative of all those who trust him.
因为主耶稣的顺从，那么所有信靠他的人也就称义得生命了。
And verse 19 says, because of his obedience, all those who are in Christ is become a righteous person, righteousness.
所以一切信靠耶稣的人，一切蒙恩得救的人。他们都是属主耶稣基督的人。
So basically, all who trust Jesus Christ are saved by the grace, and they are all of Jesus Christ.
他们就跳出了亚当这条河流了。
And we like to jump out of this river of Adam.
那么圣经说什么呢？说这样的人呐，信靠耶稣的人。就不是从人生的了，乃是从神生的。
And the Bible further explains, this type of person is no longer born of a flesh, but born of a spirit. born out of God.
好，我们一起来看到屏幕上的经文，我们一起来读一下约翰福音的一章十二到十三节。
And we can look at the screen. Let's read John, chapter 1, verse 12 to 13.
约翰福音一章十二节起，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。所以信靠主耶稣基督的人，就不再是从人的血气生，而好像就是一个重生的人，重新生出来，从神生。
So he said that who trusts God is no longer like a person born of a flesh, but it's kind of being born again, born from God.
就已经脱离亚当的这个血脉，这个河流源头。
And he basically is jump out of the river of Eden.
然后连于基督，成为从神生的。
And fellowship with Christ and become born of God.
那么亚当呢，是所有人的一个代表。
So Adam is a representative of everyone.
主耶稣呢，是重生得救的人的一个代表。
And Jesus Christ became a representative of all those who born again.
亚当呢，代表一切犯罪得罪神的人。
And represent all those who sin against God.
主耶稣呢，代表一切信靠耶稣蒙恩得救的人。
Jesus represent all those who trust God saved by the grace.
那么亚当所代表的人最终走向灭亡。
And the people represented by Adam finally goes to destruction.
那么耶稣基督所带领的人走向永生。
And represented by Jesus Christ will go to eternity.
整个人类只有这两个代表。
And whole mankind will only have these two representatives.
你要么就是被亚当代表，你要么就是被主耶稣代表。
You either represent by Adam, you either represent by Jesus Christ.
或者说，你要不就是属于亚当的，你要么就是属于主耶稣基督的。
Or put the other way, either you are of Adam or you are of Jesus.
不存在其他的状态。
And there is no middle ground.
有人说，那我也不属于亚当，我也不属于耶稣，我就是我。
Someone said, "Can I be not of Adam and not of Jesus? I just myself."
啊，没有，没有这样的。
There's no such a way.
只是你自己没有看见。
Only things you probably you don't see it.
啊，所有人不是属亚当，就是属耶稣。
Or everyone, either of Adam or of Christ.
属耶稣的人就是认罪悔改、信靠主耶稣的人。
Of Christ are those who confess their sin and trust Jesus Christ.
就是蒙恩得救的人。
It's basically what we call saved by grace.
这就是属基督的。
And that's called of Christ.
如果你不是这样的人，那你就是属亚当的。
If you are not this type of person, then you are of Adam.
那么我们刚才所读的经文十二节，让我们看到罪是从一人入了世界，死又从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。那这一人呢，当然就是指的亚当。
And the scripture we just read, it tells us that sin is because of one person into the world, and so everyone sinned, and sin, death come to everyone. That's one person is Adam.
所以这段经文告诉我，因为亚当犯罪，他把这个罪带到世界上来，结果所有的人都陷到罪中了。
So the scripture basically is because Adam sinned, so he brings the sin to the world, and so everyone is under sin.
那么圣经告诉我们，罪既长成，就生出死来。
And the Bible also continues to teach us the sin and yield to grow up and leads to death.
就好像亚当把这个房门打开一个缝。
And it just like Adam, like open a door.
这个罪，这个洪水就一下子涌进来了。
So the flood of sin basically completely filled in this room.
所有人都掉入这个罪的洪流当中，无法自拔。罪的洪流把所有人都带向死亡。
Everyone is being frozen in the sin, the current of sin. No one can escape.
有人就会说，这太不公平了。
Someone may say, "Hey, that's not fair."
为什么亚当犯罪，我要承受后果呢
？Why Adam sinned, I have to bear the consequence.
是不是很不公平呢？
This is not fair.
啊，我们换另外一个角度啊，就是如果一个年轻人他的父亲是亿万富翁，
And let's think about it, if a young man is a father is a millionaire or billionaire.
啊，好的，当他父亲离世的时候呢，这个年轻人要继承父亲的这个遗产。
And when the father is going to pass away, and the young man is going to inherit his father's heritage.
然后这个年轻人说，这太不公平了，那他the遗产凭什么给我呢？
And the young man would say, it's not all, it's not fair, why his stuff I have to inherit?
有没有人会这样讲？
So anyone would say that?
我的父亲亿万富翁，他去世了，他一大笔遗产要我回来继承，我的父亲呢？然后我说，哎呀，不公平，他的遗产为什么给我？
Think about this scenario, a father, a billionaire, and is going to die, wanted me to inherit the inheritance, and I would say, hey, it's not fair, I don't want it, or something.
不，基本上没人会这样讲啊。当然也不能说这个世界上那么多人可能不一样，但是基本上没人会这样讲，这是合情合理啊，天经地义啊，我是他的孩子啊。
Probably no one would say that, right? Maybe, you know, so many people it's hard to say, but in general, people will say, yeah, that's reasonable, right? Because I'm his children.
那如果我跑过去一看，哎呀，如果我父亲啊，原来想着他留下亿万家产，结果留下了亿万债务。
And probably, let's think about if I think it's left me a lot of wealth, but finally I find out all he left is debt.
我说，哎呀，赶紧跑，赶紧跑！我是回来拿遗产的，不是来债务的。
And probably just quickly run away. I'm come here to for the inherited wealth. It's not for the debt.
那人家拦住，哎，你别跑，别跑。
And then people stop me. You cannot run away.
然后我说，哎，这不公平啊。
And then I say that's not fair.
啊，当然我们是举个例子啊。
Of course, I'm just giving an example.
那么圣经确实告诉我们，上帝审判人呢，不是根据我们所谓的原罪。
Let's be clear. Bible teaches us that God judges each one of us is not according to so-called original sin.
什么是原罪呢？就是我们上帝造人，起初就只造了一个，就是亚当。
And what do you call this kind of original sin is that God created one person, create person, people only created one first. That's Adam.
夏娃的被造都是从亚当造夏娃，从亚当造夏娃。上帝不是同时造男人女人的，上帝是只造了一个男人亚当，然后从亚当再造夏娃，用亚当的一根肋骨造夏娃。
Even the creation of Eve is not.Just God created both of them at the same time. Rather, Eve is created out of Adam.
那么这就是神的心意。神圣经告诉我们，神用一本造万族，一本就是一个。
And that's what God's way to do it. And Bible teaches God from one origin created everything.
啊，那我们今天我们是不是上帝造的？我们也是上帝造的。
And today is that we are the creation of God. Yes, we do.
那上帝。透过男人女人的结合结成夫妻，透过这种繁衍来创造。
So God slew man and woman become a couple and slew the regeneration to create.
所以我们所有人都是亚当夏娃的后代。
So all of us are the descendant of Adam.
所以他们犯罪了，所以他们这个血脉就流淌在我们身上啊，或者这种犯罪的这种本性。犯罪的倾向，或犯罪的基因，就在我们每一个人的血液里流淌。
So you sinned, so all the nature of sin is kind of in us too, or you can call the gene of sin is in us.
这就是，可能你用一个最简单的方法、通俗的方法来理解原罪，这就所谓原罪，生来就带了。
And that's the meaning of the original sin is that we are born into that situation.
上帝不根据原罪审判人。
But God did not judge us according to that.
我再重复啊，上帝不根据原罪审判人，上帝不根据一个人身上有原罪把他丢到地狱里去，上帝不这样做。
God did not judge us and cast us in the hell according to that we are born under this this type of situation.
上帝根据人的本罪审判人。
God judges us according to our own sin.
那么这个本罪呢，就是也称为 actual sin。就是 你自己的做的罪犯的罪。
So basically, God judges us is according to our own sin or our own actual sin.
我们一起看呢平常的经文，我们一起来读一遍。
Let's look at the scripture on the screen. We can read together.
好，我们一起看到罗马书的二章六节。好，看到一起来读罗马书二章六节起。他必照个人的行为报应个人。哥林多后书的五章十节起。因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来，叫个人按着本身所行的，或善或恶受报。我这只是圣经中几处经文，圣经还有很多经文，因为时间的关系，我只列出几个。所以这里非常清楚的写，上帝是按我们个人的罪。
但是many places,
上帝不是看我们父亲是亚当就判我们有罪，不是的。
There are many places Bible teaches this, this truth. I'm just leave two of them here. And basically says God did not judge us because we are descendants of Adam to judge us, but God judges us according to our own sin.
好，我们再来读雅各书的一章十三到十五节，十三节起。人被试探，不可说我是被神试探，因为神不能被恶试探，他也不试探人。但个人被试探，乃是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的。私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来；罪既长成，就生出死来。所以这里说到死是怎么来的，死是罪带来的。罪是怎么来的？罪是被试探来的。怎么样是被试探的？私欲。
So here we talk about how death is come from sin, sin come from desires, our own desires.
Yeah. 所以这里也说了，就是当面对死亡的时候，我们不要去怪上帝。
So basically, he said, when we face death or judgment, we have no complaint of God.
也不要去怪那个试探你的那一个，比如说魔鬼撒旦啊，比如说，就是一些人呐、你认为他试探你啊，不要去怪他们。
You also have no complaint about other people, devils or somebody tempted you.
Yeah. 要怪谁呢？怪你自己的私欲。
And only things to be blamed is ourselves, our desires.
我小时候啊，就是一直觉得自己太矮了。
You know, when I was young, a kid, I always thought I'm too short.
我就总怪妈妈。
And I always blame my mom.
因为我觉得我妈妈好像个子不高，然后就害了我个子不高。
Because my mom is not tall, so I'm not tall.
后来我看我的同学啊，就是我看到我同学的妈妈比我妈妈个子还矮。
But later I find that like some of my classmates and their mother even shorter than my mother.
但我这个同学个子很高啊。
But my classmate actually is very tall.
他喜欢运动啊。他生活很有规律啊，他不像我这样的，就是不太有健康生活规律啊，就小的时候啊。
And I said, oh, he might be very active in exercise and live a good life, a healthy life.
后来我就明白，哦，原来我要先看我自己的问题。
And then I said, okay, maybe my own problem.
当然，我这个是举个很微不足道的例子，个子高不高无所谓，完全通通的无所谓。但是罪确实是很严重的问题。
Of course, here I'm just kind of trying to explain with an example. You know, tall or short is not really a big deal, and but the sin it is.
你犯罪，你不要怪你的父母。
If you sin, you do not complain to your parents.
你不要怪你的父母。哎呀，为什么那么穷啊？没有把我送到好的大学。
And you don't want to blame your father why parents are so poor, so you didn't send me to a good college.
为什么那么穷啊？家里什么都没有。
And why they are so poor? There's nothing in my home.
我看同学什么都有，我当然容易受试探呐、他有那么多，我没有，当然容易受试探呐、
And I see my classmates; they have everything, so of course I'm being easy, a lot easier be tested and tempted.
都是父母赚钱不多。
And my parents just can earn enough money.
然后最后怪来怪去，怪来怪去，哎呀，上帝，你为什么把我造成这个样子？
And then in the end, 我说 Hey God, why you made me that way?
啊，上帝，你为什么不让我出生在这个亿万富翁家里去
？And why you don't make me born in a billionaire's house?
哎，所以我贪婪呐、啊，我偷东西啊，我欺骗呐、啊，
so,
只能就是这样子啊。
So I'm greedy, so I'm steal, so I'm lying. That's my life.
今天很多人其实都是这样想的。
So today many people think that way.
我甚至发现有一些基督徒都有这种观念，就是总是在讲所谓，原生家庭，原生家庭。
And even some Christian, have this type of thinking and thought, and they talk about the original family situation.
啊，比如说就说到一个年轻人啊，好像生活上有很多过犯。有很多神不合心意的地方，然后一些基督徒啊试图去帮助他呀什么的，往往就说，哎呀，这不是你的错呀，你要思想你的原生家庭。
And we do see those type of case when you have a young man and there's a lot of problems in his life, and a Christian come to help him and said, "Hey, that's not your fault because think about your original family."
啊，你的性格为什么这么暴躁啊？你是不是很小的时候，你爸爸妈妈经常对你发脾气啊？
Well, why you're so easy to angry is that when you're young, your parents like angry at you.
啊，是不是？你爸爸妈妈小时候做什么事情呢？伤害到你，让你心里一直有一个阴影啊，阴影以后让你现在变成今天这个样子啊
？Is your parents did something? Are your kids? And so you always have this shadow in your life, so you become what you are now.
今天呢，我们。想尽一切办法从别的地方去找我犯罪的原因。
Today we try to find all the way to find the reason that from somewhere else to find the reason I'm sin.
但圣经却说你不要找别的人，就找你自己的原因，你自己私欲的原因。
But the Bible teaches very clearly you don't looking for this reason for, from anywhere else butOurself, the desire.
谁是第一个自己犯罪，但是拼命的要从别的地方找原因的，不从他自己身上找原因的人呢
？Who is the first person that he tried to find excuse for his sin and from other place, not from himself?
亚当，对不对
？Adam.
亚当呢？他就是这样，他第一个犯罪，就是他不找自己的原因，他找他妻子的原因，然后进而就找上帝的原因，就是这个女人是。是你造的，你给我的。
Well, I know that Adam is he sinned, and but he tried not find his own sin, but he complained about wife and God.
亚当这样做，今天很多很多有些基督徒也这样啊！你去怪你的父母，你去怪你的原生家庭，你甚至去怪你出生的国家、出生的文化，你就去怪这些。
So Adam doing this, today sometimes some Christians even kind of fall into that trap. You're looking for the reason from your parents or even from your country, your culture.
那你到底是属亚当还是属基督呢
？So if we are falling that trap, are we of Christ or of Adam?
我们这里稍微解释一下，有人就说那不是夏娃，我们很多弟兄姊妹对这个伊甸园这个亚当夏娃犯罪的故事非常熟悉哈。
And all of us probably are familiar with the story that how Adam and Eve sinned in the garden.
有些弟兄姊妹说那不是夏娃，她被试探，她先吃了果子，然后再拿去给亚当吃吗？那不是夏娃先犯罪吗？那为什么我们就把这都算在亚当身上呢？
And people always say this, it looks like Eve is the first tempted by the devil, and then she eats the fruit, and then she gives the fruit to Adam. So why we call seems Eve is the sin first? Why we give everything to Adam?
因为夏娃是从亚当出来，所以上帝看夏娃亚当是一体。
Number one, Eve is come out of Adam, and when God see Adam and Eve, they are one.
啊，那么男人呢是女人的头。
And of course, Bible teaches man, husband is the head of the wife.
啊，男人是女人头，不是说啊男人就当老板，一切说了算，男人要承担责任的。
And when Bible said the husband is the head of the wife, it's not like he is a boss, but rather said. Man has to bear the responsibility.
亚当严重的失职了。
Adam here completely actually didn't function as he's supposed to function.
显然他没有就是非常称职的忠实的把神的话语好好的教导他的妻子。
Number one, he didn't kind of faithfully and carefully put the word of God to teach Eve.
然后第二，他没有保护好他的妻子。
And second, he didn't protect her wife.
第三呢，亚当神给他有任务啊，他对这个园中的一切动植物，他要管理的，他显然没有好好的管理。
And also, God gave Adam a responsibility. Supposed to take care, manage the garden. Obviously, he didn't.
啊，他让那个蛇到处乱跑。
And he let the snake running around.
他让这个蛇居然单独面对他的妻子，而他却不在那里。
And he even let the snake alone with his wife, but he's not there.
其实到最后一直都还有机会。当这个夏娃把这个果子递给他，他还是可以来帮助他的妻子赶紧的认罪悔改啊！他一直还有这个机会。
Even in the last minute, when Eve passed him the fruit, he still had a chance. So stop it and repent and.
对，对，弟兄有时候就要像这个样子。敢于的妻子说 ：“Stop it。
”And so, husband, remember, you got to dare to say to your wife, "Stop it."
Yeah. 所以我们稍微解释一下啊，就说为什么不是说夏娃犯罪是所有罪人代表，就是亚当啊。
So here we try to explain why, like it even looks like Eve sinned first, but Adam is the representative of all of us.
那么亚当呢，他身份非常特殊啊，因为他是起初被造的。只有他一个，然后呢，他也是上帝直接造的。
And also because Adam is the very first one, and God directly created him.
夏娃也是上帝直接造的，但是夏娃是借着亚当，透过亚当造，用了亚当身上一根肋骨。
And Eve, of course, is God directly created, but through Adam, he used one of the rib, a bone of the rib.
从这以后，我们所有人都是靠着父亲母亲的他们结婚结合这样繁衍来，就不是上帝直接造。
And after that, all of us is not directly created by God, but through the regeneration.
所以亚当是世人的代表。
So Adam is the representative of a human being.
主耶稣也是世人的代表。
And Jesus is also the representative of us.
他是道成肉身的神来到世界上。
His word become flesh, is God come to this earth.
他取了人的样式，圣经说道成了肉身住在我们中间。
He said the Bible said the word become flesh, take the form of a man and dwell among us.
凡事跟我们一样受试探。
Everything is the same as is being tempted.
只是没有犯罪。
But he's not sin.
所以主耶稣身份也是特殊，只有他一个是道成的肉身，没有第二个；只有一个基督，没有第二个。
So Jesus is also like in the same manner is very unique, is because he is the only one word become flesh.
我们今天呢，就是一直在谈到这两个全人类的代表。
And today we talk about these two represent mankind, people.
因为呢，这两位都给我们所有人的命运是息息相关的。
Because these two is closely related to our fate.
那么，因为第一个代表就是亚当的罪，我们全都死了，所有人都落到罪中。
Because the first one, because Adam sinned, we all fall in the river of sin.
那么因为主耶稣基督一个人对天父上帝的顺从，他所带来拯救的恩典，我们所有信靠他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
In the same way, because of the one Jesus Christ, because of his obedience to God, and all those of us who trust him will be no longer in sin but have the eternal life.
那么圣经告诉我们，耶稣带给我们的恩典要远远的超过亚当带给我们这个罪的辖制、罪的捆绑。
The Bible also teaches us the grace that Jesus Christ is able to bring to us is a far surpass that sin that Adam is bringing to us.
那我们来思想，就这个耶稣带来的恩典，为什么哪些方面超越，远远超越亚当给我们带来的这个罪的捆绑或者是咒诅？之前我们来思想耶稣和亚当他们有什么不同的地方。
And before we think about how the grace of Jesus Christ bring to us is far surpass the Adam's sin bring to us, let's think about what's the difference between Adam and Jesus.
那么首先他们有很多相同的地方，他们相同的地方呢，就是他们都受试探，受魔鬼撒旦的试探。
First, they have a lot of things similar. Number one, they all tempted by the devil.
第二个相同的地方呢，他们都是以人的身份、人的立场被魔鬼撒旦试探。
And second, they all in the manner of observing to be tested by the Satan.
好，大家看到屏幕上的经文，我给大家读一下啊。
You can look on the screen. I'm just reading it for you. The scripture.
创世纪三章一到六节，耶和华神所造的，唯有蛇比田野一切的活物更狡猾。蛇对女人说：“神岂是真说不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？”女人对蛇说：“园中树上的果子，我们可以吃，唯有园当中那棵树上的果子，神曾说你们不可吃也不可摸，免得你们死。”蛇对女人说：“你们不一定死，因为神知道你们吃的日子，眼睛就明亮了。”你们便如神能知道善恶。于是女人见那棵树的果子好做食物，也悦人眼目，且是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧，就摘下果子来吃了，又给她的丈夫，她丈夫也吃了。这就是亚当夏娃在伊甸园里受试探，圣经的记载。
And that's the recording of Adam and Eve were tempted in the garden.
然后他们都失败了。
And they all failed.
我再给大家读这个屏幕上的经文啊，这段经文记载了耶稣基督被魔鬼撒旦。
And I read another scripture, and that scripture recorded Jesus Christ was tempted by the devil.
马太福音的四章一到十节，当时耶稣被圣灵引到旷野受魔鬼的试探，他禁食四十昼夜，后来就饿了。那试探人的近前来对他说：“你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。”耶稣却回答：“经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口中所出的一切话。”魔鬼就带他进了圣城，叫他站在殿顶上，对他说：“你若是神的儿子，可以跳下去。”因为经上记得说，神要为你吩咐他的使者，用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。耶稣对他说，经上又记得说，不可试探主你的神。魔鬼又带他上了一座最高的山，将世上的万国与万国的荣华都指给他看，对他说，你若服服拜我，我就把这一切都赐给你。耶稣说，撒旦退去吧，因为经上记着，当拜主你的神，但要侍奉他。这两段经文看到，这人类的代表，两个代表，他们都面临试探。
So from these two sets of scripture, we can see the two representatives of mankind, they all tempted by the Satan.
然后他们都是站在人的立场、人的地位受魔鬼的试探。
They all tempted as a man.
然后他们都是在独处的时候被试探。
And they are tempted while they are alone.
然后魔鬼试探他们，用了不同的话、不同的方式，但是本质就是一样，就是说，上帝真正爱你吗
？And Satan tempted them, tested them in different way, but essentially the same thing is that does God truly love you?
上帝真的爱你吗？上帝真的爱你啊？为什么园中树上所有的果子你不能吃呢？
And if God loves you, why you cannot eat all the fruit in the garden?
有一样东西，哎，你吃了会很好啊，对你有帮助。哎，神不让你吃。
And one thing you can eat, and it should help you, but God don't let you eat.
啊，这是魔鬼对亚当啊。
That's what.
然后
Satan
魔鬼对耶稣说的啊，你是神的儿子，啊，那你可以让这个石头变成饼啊，你不让我挨饿啊，你在这里一直在挨饿啊。
So Satan also said to Jesus, "Say if you're the Son of God, then you can turn the rock to the bread. You don't have to be hungry."
简单地说，你为什么在挨饿呢？你是神的儿子啊。
So put simply, why are you hungry? You're the Son of God.
啊，
你从这里跳下去，神会保护你啊！如果神爱你啊
，Jump from here, God will protect you because God loves you。
今天我们也会听到许许多多的声音，可能用不同的问题，但是说神真的爱你吗
？Today we can hear a lot of voice, maybe different question, different form of question, but essentially is that God truly loves you？
从亚当受那个试探呢、啊，我们特别要看到为什么说上帝不根据原罪审判人呢？
From Adam's example, you can see why God didn't judge us according to so-called original sin.
亚当犯罪的时候有没有原罪啊
？And when Adam sinned, does he have so-called original sin?
有人点头。亚当犯罪的时候有没有原罪啊？他身上有没有原罪啊？没有原罪，对不对？没有啊，他很清洁啊，他没有这个所谓的罪性、罪的基因，什么都没有啊。他就是自己心里的想法，自己的心里的愿望，没有心中一个声音告诉他要怎样做怎样做。
And when Adam sinned, he really don't have so-called original sin there.
对，他犯罪的时候，他是一个完全没有原罪的状态，所以上帝是。上帝审判说他犯罪，他就不能说这就是他的本罪啊，这就是亚当的本罪啊。
So we can see God judge Adam is what he is doing. He cannot say, "Hey, you judge me according to my original sin," because it doesn't count.
其实我们今天试想一下，很多人当我们犯罪的时候，你也不要。今天有些人是这样，就是他做一些违法的事情，他说哦，我脑袋中有个声音对我说，然后我就被这个声音控制了，那法律会不会因为他这样说就判他无罪呢？
So today we learn into that situation, we do some very very weird thing, and they said, hey, I hear a voice asking to do it, but if you go to court won't judge that way。
那世界上可能有一些糊涂的法庭啊，但是在神那里他知道我们心中一切所思所想的。
Or maybe court could be sometimes confused a little bit, but in God, He sees everything inside of us.
然后耶稣被试探的时候，耶稣也是没有罪性的。耶稣没有罪性。
And when Jesus is tempted, Jesus also has no this so-called original sin.
所以我们今天因为时间的关系啊，我们在下一次还会继续来看这两个全人类的代表，他们面对试探是怎样不同的反应。
So, because of the time, next time we'll continue to explore this two representative of a human being when they face the temptation. How do they react?
因为这会帮助我们来思想，为什么耶稣带给我们的恩典要远远超过亚当带给我们的这种罪的瑕疵。
Because that will help us to understand why the grace of Jesus Christ bringing to us is far surpass the sin that Adam bring it to us.
这也会带我们思想，我们有时候也形成出去，我今天我不管我说我是基督徒或者不是基督徒，当我听见这样的声音，听见魔鬼撒旦的试探，我是像一个属亚当的人呢，还是像一个属基督的人？
So today, this also help us today.Whether we're Christian or non-Christian, and when we hear this type of temptation, we got to think about it, how should we react like of Adam or of Christ?
我们今天常常听到这样的声音，就是魔鬼撒旦用各种的话语，其实就是在悄悄对我们说，悄悄问我们，上帝爱你吗？上帝爱你吗？
In all kinds of situations today, we often hear this type of temptation and Satan tempt us in a different form of it, but essentially the same question, did God love you? Does God love you?
上帝爱你，你刚买的车为什么就发动不了呢？
And if God love you, the car you just got, why it got broken?
上帝爱你，哇，你看人家拥有多少？你看你有多少
？And if God loves you, look at all your people. How many they possess? How much do you have?
啊，上帝爱你，你看人家家的孩子啊，去到什么什么样的学校？你看你家的孩子。
If God loves you, look at all your children. They went to what kind of school? And what about yours?
上帝爱你吗
？Is God love you?
魔鬼对我们的试探，归根结底就是让我们怀疑神。我们看魔鬼对。亚当的试探，对耶稣的试探，他没有说上帝不存在，是不是？ 没有说哎，不要相信上帝，上帝不存在，没有这样啊。
And fundamentally, the devil's temptations always want us to cast doubt in God's love. And if you look at the temptation when Adam both being tempted by devil, that devil didn't deny the existence of God. He didn't say God does not exist.
如果我们觉得啊，上帝，我们就听信了魔鬼撒旦的谎言，我觉得上帝不爱我，那。上帝不爱我，那他存在不存在跟我有什么关系？
But if we fell into the trap of the devil saying God doesn't love me, then if he exists or not exist, has nothing to do with me.
魔鬼撒旦总是让我们看见我们没有的东西，不让我们看见上帝已经赐给我们的东西。
And the devil always try to let us see something we don't have and try to block our eyes to see what God already gave to us.
魔鬼撒旦诱惑亚当夏娃，这个园中树上，上帝对他们说，各样树上的果子你都可以吃，只是园子当中那棵树上果子不可吃啊。
When they tempted in the garden to Adam and Eve, they didn't mention all the food that God said they can eat. They just pointed to that.One particular tree said, "That's the food that God said you don't want to eat."
所以亚当夏娃那个时候就没有看见他们已经拥有了整个伊甸园，拥有了那么没有看见，他就看见一个上帝不让他们拥有。
So basically, Adam and Eve fell into that trap. Basically, didn't see all the fruit tree that has in the garden, only focus on that particular one.
那么魔鬼就是用了园子当中那一棵树上的果子，当魔鬼去试探耶稣的时候，那就是万国的荣华都给耶稣看了。
And interesting, when the devil tried to tempt Jesus, he used all the glories, all the wonders of the world to show it to Jesus.
那就不是一棵树上果子，世上的荣华了，那就要下大本钱了，来诱惑耶稣啊。
So it's not a one tree, but all everything.
Yeah. 那有没有用呢？没有用，对耶稣。
And it still doesn't have no use to Jesus.
所以，好，我们今天，就因为时间的关系，我们就看到这里。那么，也让我们来思想，当我们每个人，我们都会面对试探，在每一天都会听到魔鬼撒旦的声音。
So.For time being, we just stop here. We can meditate that every day we have, we run into temptation, we may hear the voice of that Satan.
首先这是上帝许可的。
And first of all, this God allows.
甚至当耶稣受圣探的时候，圣经说是圣灵带他到旷野受试探。
Even in the Bible said when Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, and he said,Spirits, the Holy Spirit lead Jesus, led Jesus to that temptation.
如果说那是一个战场的话，是神让耶稣上到那个战场。
If we think about this battlefield, and this is God led Jesus into this battlefield.
所以我们要非常忠实于圣经，你千万不要把神的话多加一个字，多减一个字。
是，
那么，
So we'll be very faithful for what the Bible teaches us.
今天就有些人说上帝没有把亚当夏娃好像放到一个无忧无虑的伊甸园，上帝把他们放到一个面对试探的地方。那圣经没有这样说，圣经说上帝把他们放到伊甸园里面。
And today there's some teaching said God didn't put Adam and Eve in a place without concern. God put them in a place of temptation. And that's not what the Bible says. Bible just said God put them in the garden.
但是也不是说神让他们去面对魔鬼的试探，就是亚当夏娃，不是神让他们去面对魔鬼的试探。圣经没有这样说，上帝不试探人。
And the Bible didn't say in Genesis that God led them to be tempted because God didn't tempt people.
但是对于耶稣呢，圣经确实说了，圣灵带他到旷野受试探。
But for Jesus, the Bible did teach the Holy Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness for the temptation.
所以这也告诉我们，我们信靠耶稣的人，当我们面对试探的时候，我们知道这里面有神的美意，不仅仅是神的许可，还有神的美意。
So for those of us trust Jesus Christ, trust God, and when we face temptation, And we not only know this will God's allowed, and this also has God's good will towards us.
让我们的信心能够也像主耶稣基督那样被显明出来。
So that our faith can be manifested like Jesus Christ.
也让我们的信心也可以像主耶稣那样的，就是越来越显明，也越来越成长。
And so our faith can like Jesus be manifested, and also our faith can be grown.
好，我们最后我们一起来读两处圣经的经文。好，我们请大家起立。
In closing, let's stand up. Let's read the scripture two places.
好，我们一起看到屏幕上的经文。我们先来读罗马书的五章六到八节。
Let's read the first chapter, Romans chapter 5, verse 6 to 8.
罗马书五章六节起，因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为罪人死。为一人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的。唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。啊，我们再来读哥林多后书的五章十四到十五节。
Second Corinthians chapter five, verse 14 to 15.
啊，十四节起，原来基督的爱激励我们，因我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了，并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃是替他们死而复活的主。我们先来祷告。我们在天上的爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督，道成肉身来到世上。
Thank you, Son, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to the world.
主耶稣在世上的时候，凡是跟我们一样，他也面对试探。
When he's on earth, he's like us, he's tempted.
但是主耶稣战胜试探，他却没有犯罪。
But Jesus overcame those temptations without sin.
我们愿神也加添我们这些蒙恩得救的人，我们心中的信心力量。
May God add the faith and the strength to those of us who be saved.
让我们在每一天的生活当中，面对魔鬼撒旦的谎言，面对魔鬼撒旦的试探的时候。
So every day of life, when we face the temptation from the Satan.
让我们想起，我们乃是我们信靠耶稣的人，乃是被耶稣的宝血所赎买回来的人。我们是属基督的，我们不再是属亚当的。
So that when we face those temptation, all those who trust Jesus Christ, we remember we are the purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ. We are of Christ, no longer of Adam.
让我们在面对生活中，哪怕是挫折，哪怕是试炼，哪怕是试探的时候，让我们能够信心得到坚固，信心得到成长。
And so while we're facing a tribulation, facing temptation, our faith can be strengthened.
让我们能够荣耀我们的救主主耶稣基督的名，而不是让耶稣的名蒙羞。
And we can glorify the name of Christ, not put His name in shame.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a great name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，弟兄姊妹，请坐。
Please be seated.
好，我们今天我们信息就到这里。